You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Lee Gregory to score and Millwall to win was 7-2, now 4-1. And Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win was 16-5, now 7-2. Wise to put this one on at midday, I think. It's bound to be pretty tasty. And I think Millwall will fancy it as well. Stuff Bournemouth 3-0 in the third round. The fans will be well up for this. And I'm astonished that Walter Mazzari is still in a job at Watford. Picked up good points from both Middlesbrough and Bournemouth, which has quelled the pressure, Tom, to a certain extent. But I'm still surprised that he's there, to be honest.
It's probably a lack of options. I think as soon as they identify somebody that they want to make the change with, they probably will do. And this weekend could be a defining weekend because, you know, Watford themselves, you know, I don't think they're going to get sucked into a relegation battle. But if they keep going the way they are doing, then they may well do, because other teams below them have made changes and they haven't yet. So they might, you know, the owners might look at, you know, an FA Cup defeat at Millwall as probably enough of a reason to probably wield the axe. I don't fancy Watford at all here, and I think Millwall are probably one of my favourite bets. If we're looking at a typical FA Cup game, an FA Cup tie, this is it. Millwall haven't lost a game since before Christmas. Yes, they're still in the promotion hunt in League One, but I never want to be back in. I never don't want to be back in Millwall at home. I know they had a bad spell at the New Den. I think last season it was, and they couldn't pick up a win for quite a period of time. But that's changed a little bit now, and you know they've got four of their next five games are all at home. They've got some big matches ahead. And the fans will be right for it. You talk about a tasty atmosphere. I've been down there to experience a playoff semi-final and numerous kind of high-profile matches between two sides going for promotion. And it's not a cliche. It's going to be tough for the Watford players. And I tell you what, there's one team in the Premier League I wouldn't want to be back in away from home at the New Den in a fiery atmosphere, and it's 100% Watford.
Yeah.
If I could handpick a team, it would be Watford, because I watched how pathetic they've been in some of their away matches when it's been a roll-up-your-sleeves job. They put in probably the worst display I've seen of a Premier League side at Burnley early on this season. I can't get it out of my head. So Watford are in no form. Millwall are rock solid at home. And these are the kind of matches the Millwall fans wait for. Plus, off the field, people might follow the story, but there's been a lot with regard to, you know, Millwall's home and the future at the New Den. So the ruling has gone in their favour this week. They're staying at the New Den. They'll be delighted. I just think that adds an element to it. So 21-10. I think Millwall win this all day long.
I like this a lot, Derek. Millwall 21-10 to win the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that at all. I mean, the manager, Mazzari, when you've got a manager, I said it last week, when you've got a manager who can't even speak English, you know, you're up against it right away. And obviously something is being lost in translation, usually matches. They're hopeless. I mean, I mentioned that Liverpool are the number one team to oppose at the moment. Well, Watford are number two, without question. Unbelievably, they've got a very good record at Millwall. Quite incredible. Four of the last five visits they've won there, including a 6-1 win a few seasons ago. But that won't happen this time. I think Millwall are very good bet too.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.